Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is a text message to Evan Shepherd. Hey, babe, it's me, Shamanda. I know that we've been incommunicado this whole time, but just to catch you up on what's really going on, I've added another partner into our relationship, something that I've talked to you about quite a bit, but I'm currently in Barora, Nebraska. I'm at a youth center called The Cellar, which you and I should really talk to each other about how this youth center is amazing and how we could each use them in our own respective facilities. Could you check on my facility? Also, there's a lot of scandal that I left there that I should really check in on. But, I could really use your help. Anyway, I don't think I'm going to be able to meet your parents for brunch tomorrow. I think this is going to take a little bit longer than I expected. But please lay my thanks on them for the beautiful necklace they sent. All yours forever, Shamanda Feld. Oh, a P.S. I think Dragline is really upset with me. Sad face emoji.
Hello, friends in an alternate future. Welcome to Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, where we use dice to tell a story of hidden hangouts and culminating confrontations in the real and actual 2006. I'm Tyler Samples, your keeper of monsters and mysteries. Let's meet our players.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rashawn Nadine Scott, and my character is Shamanda Felt, the initiate. And the older I get, the more the lyrics of The Boy Is Mine make more sense to me.
Hi, my name's Jeff Murdoch, and I play Adam Miller, the mundane. And now that Crashly is no longer possessing me, it just goes to show you that all my friends will leave me in the end, but thankfully not through the end.
Hi, I'm Erin Rain. I play Crashly Grenadine, the Chosen. And I am so excited, before I get back into my real body, to take this body to Victoria's Secret, because I think they won't ask me if my mom knows I'm there.
Hi, everyone. My name is Claire Linick. I play Susan Wexler, the expert. And I'm 50% Monster Hunter, 50% Rod Stewart groupie, and 100% flirt.
Hi, I'm Alan Linick, and I play CEJ, the mundane. And I may be bad at kissing. Hold on, I worded that and emphasized it weirdly. I may be bad at kissing.
Where we left off, you all were hanging out in the cellar, a youth center that has been buried underneath a secret black site operation in Barora, Nebraska. After handling the upsetting experience of a Bondelgrob leprechaun hybrid riding a rainbow, after dealing with that, you all managed to climb and scamper your way up to the secret passage that Shamanda had found to the cellar, which you quickly deduced was a place that the henchmen of Barb had kept to themselves as a little secret hangout space, presumably to get away from the scouring scorn of Barb Wexler. So this place is safe. It has games. It has some food and water. As opposed to the rest of the black site, this feels pretty secure to you, which is nice. Again, everywhere else is Bondelgrob hybrids running around. There is a very real possibility of some of those hybrids being merged with humans, and you have not yet personally experienced those, though we as players are aware of what that is like, and it's horrifying. Mm-hmm. And Susan would know intimately what it is like, not that kind of intimately. Mm. Susan would know very directly what it is like to see a human Bondelgrob combo.
Yeah. Well, my question is, how long would it take for us to stay so that Adam is back to like a healthy, if not back to healthy, maybe like scuffed or bruised?
I'm at Grievous now.
I mean, other than what you all can do, like basically, so there's like you can do first aid, which will heal one harm. Beyond that, unless you have a move that can do it, it takes the rest would take, you know, a couple of days. to heal up in sort of a general, like, one harm per day healing situation.
Hmm.
If you want to spend that much time, you are welcome to doing so. You do also know that there is a bit of a ticking clock, because this seems like this is not a stable situation. Barb seems to have lost control of the bundle grab. Speaking of which, one other thing that I want to make sure to bring into focus again. Susan, you briefly interacted with the bundle grab. You interacted with it when you were fighting the Sepakli grab hybrid, and you flashed your footsies at it. When you did that, and it's probably a thing of, you know, you all have just been running this whole time. You finally have a moment to rest and kind of let your subconscious take over in terms of bringing things to your attention. Susan, one thing you did notice then, the bundle grob seemed really confused to be seeing you, like it thought it was already interacting with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that seemed to really throw it off. So I'm just throwing that piece of information out there to let you draw your own conclusions on. But the answer to your direct question, how long to get to like scuffed, which is like a one, or bruised, which is a two from five, would be like 2 days.
It might be worth it, gang.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to hop in between you guys a lot.
Yeah, that's the other part, is that Crashly, every 30 minutes, needs to hop from another body or go back to the spirit realm.
Well, there's like a corkboard. I'll go ahead.
We can just do it. I mean, I'm probably not going to die, Susan.
No.
I think, listen, there's a corkboard over here, and I'm just going to make a little schedule of who's getting hopped into.
I mean, what's the next ingredient you need?
Well,
to make more potion, right?
Get this. It's the shirt of a well-rested, but the bedshirt of a well-rested. So everybody be thinking if I can take your shirt or not after we all take this rest.
Oh.
Well, you can't have mine.
Who said that?
Oh, my God. Everybody duck.
You see Immortata just hanging out, just floating right behind Susan. And they're like, come on. The rest of you know I'm here. Just
get behind me, kids.
No, Susan, we've been over, and it's a very like 50 first dates thing. Very like, Susan, you told me to tell you spaghetti. I don't know why, but spaghetti, you did this. You spellbound me to you.
Spaghetti. Oh, yeah. I can't tell you why, but that does make a lot of sense to me.
Well, we can search around like the barracks of this place. It seems like a bunch of people have found refuge here. Maybe there are some well-rested, rebellious Barb soldiers.
Mm.
Shemanda pushes up her glasses that she pulled out just to make this point.
Good work.
I'll look around in my body while I have the chance.
Yeah, I can look around too.
Now you go to bed. I'm going to give him a Benadryl.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Adam, how quickly are you out?
I mean, do I take it? I've never done drugs before.
Yeah, do you take the Benadryl?
I palm it.
Oh,
are
my
Benadryls
God.
Benadryls drugs? Oh, my God.
I'm like, oh, yep, yum, yum, yum.
And okay, Susan pushes you down on, like, the long, very basically comfortable couch that's in the center of this rec room.
I'm out immediately.
even though you just palmed it?
Oh, couch is so comfortable. I'm so tired.
Oh, he stained his hand pink. Oh.
I've electrocuted myself twice and like hurt my foot really bad.
Well, let's put an extra shirt on him just so we have two.
Oh, good idea.
Right, and like I'm putting a onesie on a baby. I put a t-shirt on.
And I say, I love you, mommy.
Okay.
I'm asleep.
See, EJ, how do you react to that?
What are we even doing?
Do you really not know, or are you making a point?
No, I'm making a point.
Okay.
Ghost Crashly.
Listen.
What a dick.
Hey. If you guys argue, it's gonna upset the baby. And Adam needs his rest right now. So if everybody could just chill out. Bring
can I get rubs,
down.
Mommy?
Is this a thing y'all did
okay,
before?
Can I clear my condition of being angry while I, like, soothe Adam to sleep?
I would have made, like, way more fun of this.
Is this you act like causing a scene? Is that what you mean?
No. Oh, yes. This. Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah. It's changed how we do it.
Oh, okay. And well, no, then I guess I'm angry with Crashly and CEJ. The baby needs a nap right now, and you two are bringing down the vibes.
Why are you calling him a baby?
Because he's acting like a baby.
Yeah, but Shamanda,
I need a bottle.
No, you don't need a bottle. You need a swift kick to the pants.
I agree with CEJ for once.
CEJ. I don't want to see your face or your voice for 5 minutes right now, okay?
Oh, God.
Fine. I'm going to go outside and look for the bondograph, which is I thought what we were supposed to
Never
be
mind.
Doing.
I've made a huge mistake. You stay right by me.
No.
You're my special friend.
I'm going to use one of my moves to check it out.
No, okay. I stop him. I bear hug him.
Babe, don't.
Wow.
Wow. She did pull out the big B.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the only big B here is Adam.
I'm not a big bee. I'm just a sleepy bee, okay?
I need his shirt, CEJ. Just let him sleep, okay?
Oh, I wasn't using bee for baby, by the way.
Whoa. What are you using it for then?
I can't say it.
This is all I want to try to Susan is bear hugging CEJ.
Oh, gosh. Shh. I want to put this Benadryl in his mouth.
Let me go. You know what? I kind of forgot.
All right, so it sounds like you all are just sort of doing your general bickering.
No, to be cool.
The true big B. Mm-hmm.
It's special bickering. I am asleep.
And what I heard from this was that Crashly wanted to go look around the barracks of this hidden rec center.
Yeah,
to look for things
for sure.
So Crashly, it sounds to me like I would need you to roll for our keep it covert as we explore the black site further.
Okay.
Crashly, I think, let's see. I think this is a general sharp thing. You're investigating, you're looking around. So roll plus sharp for me and we will find out what you find.
I got a 11 and 11 as a sharp person would say.
And you got an 11. So you are all up to 4 points now. And Crashly, you make a discovery. At 3 points, you can find Barb, and anytime you can spend a point to make a discovery. But you are going to make a discovery right now just on your own. Crashly, what are the two numbers that you rolled?
I rolled a 6 and a 3.
A 6 and a 3. Okay, great. So this actually worked out perfectly. Mm-hmm. Crashly, this is, you are finding signs of what happened here. As you are looking through, you can ask me any question. We're going to treat this as like rolling a 10 on a what's going on here.
Okay.
So you can ask me, as you're looking through, you can ask me any question you want about like what's going on at the black site. Like you a complete success on what's going on here. Ask me any question. And I'll give you an honest answer and answer any follow-up questions that you have.
Okay, great. And I also found something. Is that right?
What you ask is going to determine what you find.
Okay. Are there specific questions for what's going on here?
No, it's just like, you can ask me.
Got it.
Basically, in terms of like, there's a ton of stuff going on at the black site.
Yeah.
You can ask me any question you have about it and I will answer it.
Okay, great. What is the main goal at this black site?
So I think what happens then, Crashly, as you're walking through, you push into another area where it does appear to be there's like some bunk beds that are set up. These are not like professional. These are not constructed for the purpose of being bunk beds. This is like people have used spare lumber to sort of build out bunks. This is all very clearly a space that was supposed to be destroyed that a handful of people kept up for their own personal use. So there's a lot more like contraband here than you would expect to see, because this is clearly, again, where a bunch of henchmen have been like having like a secret hideout. People have been having a secret hideout. So you walk into this room where there's these bunks. You see some bottles of booze. You see some dirty magazines.
Nice.
You see all sorts of stuff, but you also see a pile of cribbed together shift reports. And as you look through those, you quickly determine what the space is. These all appear to be ex-Lamau agents that are working here. You pretty quickly, reading through the reports just in terms of like how they report things, what they're doing, that this appears to be a site that had two purposes in mind. Study the Bondelgrab and control the Bondelgrab.
Okay.
That there's evidence that Barb seems to have believed that she could find a way to gain total control over the Bondelgrab. And you see some notes like scribbled in the edges of some of these shift reports and things of people kind of making their own observations, and probably the reason why they are here and not in the official record, of people kind of dismissing it, talking about it. It seems like Barb intended to sort of use the Bondelgrab as like a weapon, a threat that she could levy against Lamau and nations and peoples of give me what I want or I release the Bondelgrab. I can bring it back and control it, things like that. Mm-hmm. That was the goal of this site, was doing that. But it, obviously something has gone wrong.
And so the people working for her were like rogue Lamau, or they were straight up Lamau?
More like rogue Lamau.
Okay.
What you remember from Barb is Barb's wish when you all changed the world was that Barb would be the number five monster hunter in the world. Right. So Barb made herself a member of Lamau. And it seems clear that she sort of rotted it from the inside and peeled off the more unsavory elements of it into her own secret organization.
Okay.
And that kind of all comes to a head as you're looking through, and you are looking the top bunk. There's a body in it.
A dead body?
What?
It does appear to be a dead body. It is an older man, looks to be like at least in his 60s, wearing a uniform, like a nondescript sort of security guard type uniform thing, just laying there face up, lying in the bed.
Do I recognize him?
No, I don't think Crashly recognizes this person at all.
Okay. Ew. Susan, ew, there's a dead body in here.
Do I hear this?
I think so, unless you're still gripping CEJ and distracted.
I'm going to come running.
Okay, yes. Susan, you run in and you see there is a body there.
Okay, I am going to throw a blanket over him and be like, oh my, look, he's sleeping.
Susan, I died. I'm not an idiot. Like, I've seen my...
Sorry, and honestly, there was a 50-50 chance of that working.
That's fair. But I think that's a dead body. I didn't check his pulse or anything. I just screamed about there being a dead body. So I actually...
That was the right thing to do.
Thank you.
How can I... I want to... I'm just looking through my moves right now because I obviously like want to investigate this body. I guess what's going on here?
Yeah, I think that's probably... what it would be. Although, well, I guess, sorry, one second. I'm trying to think through it. Susan, I'm not going to make you do that. I'm not going to make you roll for it because there's no way to fail. This is basically a thing. Susan, it's a dead body. It looks like somebody is dead here. You are very smart and you're very skilled, you know, and also you're not at risk of anything here, right? Like, as you guys already know, this place is secure and stuff, and you've already kind of determined that. So like, you have as much time as you need to study this. So there's really no reason to make you roll for it other than like me to be like, you don't know anything. And I'm not going to do that. So you can ask me your question and I'll answer it.
Okay. Yeah. I guess main thing I want to, two things, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Do I recognize this fella?
I think you do, Susan. You are the number two monster hunter in the world. You've been a member of Lamau for a very long time, up until, you know, you had to go on the run here a few months ago. This guy, super piece of shit. Just not, like, barely on the board in terms of monster hunters. Very lazy. Does the minimum. Like, just not a great monster hunter. What's his name?
Coral Morgan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Coral Morgan. Yep, that's who it is. It's Coral Morgan.
Oh, Coral. And is there, my second question is there a cause of death?
Yeah. As you sort of, you know, do like a quick look at Coral and look it over, it appears Coral had a just probably a heart attack or something. It looks like he died in his sleep.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. Go ahead, bud.
No, I was just wondering if he's wearing a nightshirt.
Does he have one of those little hats with a pom-pom on it?
My God, CEJ, please, this is kind of a moment. And guys,
okay, well, you said I couldn't leave. So.
I don't want to make this emotionally harder on anybody. I swear to God, I don't. But this man did owe me $300.
Check his pockets.
Yeah, check his pockets, Suze.
Yeah, check his pockets.
Oh my God, Immortatus here, everybody.
Come on, spaghetti.
Spaghetti, okay. Everybody.
Spaghetti. Okay, that's right, spaghetti. Oh, wait, is anybody watching Adam?
I'm still there with Adam. I was going to say, because I can feel that there's death in the other room. Like, I'm not going to go in there and make myself feel more emotionally unstable. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to stay out with Adam and make sure he falls asleep. Or, Adam, do you want to hear a story or something? Like, what do you need?
A story would be nice if you know any good ones. Nothing too scary, though.
Okay, there was... Once upon a time, there was... okay.
Is Adam just out immediately?
No, no, that's him too scared.
Okay.
Time scares me. Just thinking about time frustrates me. It's like, it's never ending and we're all going to die one day.
Okay, so this specific contained amount of time.
Oh, okay.
Something happened that was unforeseen, but... Okay. But then
this continues on
out to
for
be
a while. Light.
You know, fine.
Yeah, so Crashly, Susan, and CEJ, you're in the other room examining this body.
Do I feel like his shirt would count as well-rested? I guess, is dying and in your sleep well-rested?
I mean, you're the one to answer that question for me. That he is wearing an undershirt underneath his, you know, his top button is unbuttoned and you can see under it like a white basic t-shirt that somebody would wear.
I would posit that he got the best rest of anybody.
I think so, too. Plus, we need something. So, like, you know, we'll make it work.
Wait, Susan, what's this tattoo on his leg mean? It says para.
Para?
Maybe because he was...
Yeah, para D's nuts.
CEJ.
Immortada is like...
I high-five Immortada.
Yeah.
I think Adam laughs a little bit, too.
But as soon as you high-five Immortada...
I just stop laughing.
Yeah, you forget why.
I forgot. I don't know what's so funny, and I don't like being outside of the joke.
Yeah, he just sucks it up. And Immortada's like, oh, that one tasted great. Oh, that was really good.
Yeah.
Good job, kid.
I don't know what you're talking about, and you upset me. I'm leaving.
He's talking about your nuts, I think. That's
okay,
what I heard.
No.
Ew, what?
No, it doesn't work like that. It's not how it is.
I'm just repeating
Help
what
me
I
take
heard.
The shirt off this man.
What?
Help me take the shirt off this man.
Are you serious?
Crashly's been through enough.
Thank you.
But she's already dead. Isn't she like the closest thing to this guy?
CEJ.
What?
Now.
Ooh, fine.
His full name?
Oh, great. Look at all these little buttons. They're so little.
Thank you, Cody.
Great. You guys get the shirt off. You have a shirt in your hand that you believe to be the shirt of someone well rested. You also have dirt from a witch's grave, and you have a bottled jar of betrayal from Dragline's disappointing discovery of Shamanda and CEJ making out. You also have not seen Dragline in quite some time. I don't know how
hours.
Anybody's reacting to that.
I'll go get her.
No.
No. You should not go get her at all. I should be the one to find Dragline. She's most mad at me. And I've been training her for a long time, so I know that she's super ripped, and this will kind of be an all-out brawl.
But Shamanda, if you...
And CEJ, I don't think you can take her.
What?
Dragline's going to beat you up.
Probably true.
You think?
I know.
But, I'm just worried that if you're out there, that it's going to fall to one of us to wipe and powder Adam's bottom.
Okay, now, kids, let's at least stick together to do this
my
spell.
Own. No, Susan, I can wipe my own bottom.
Shh, you're asleep. You're asleep.
You're asleep.
This is a dream. Close your eyes. This is a dream.
It is?
Wait. Go back to sleep.
Yeah, you can tell it's a dream because everyone's talking to you like they respect you.
Cody.
I'm sorry. I'm really lashing out because a lot's going on.
Okay, well, come with me to find Dragline, but don't let her see you first.
Okay, fine. The dead guy really shook me. I'm not going to lie.
Dead guy?
It's okay. It's okay.
Oh, crap. I'm sorry, Adam.
All right, we're going. We walk out the room because we keep distracting.
And in my dreams.
Go to sleep immediately.
See, EJ and Shamanda are going off to find Dragline. Is this correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, great. The other thing I will say, Susan, that you're aware of is Tori Powell's left you all behind to go find Barb. I'm sure that doesn't sit well with you.
Yeah.
So that's the other sort of ticking clock in all of this.
Yeah, Keeper, I remember that.
Okay, just checking.
I asked Tori Powell's out, and she said, I've got to go. Good luck in this pit. And then all the kids were like, you weren't clear with your intentions.
Yeah.
That is true. Yes. Yes.
And I am sorry for my toot.
No, it's totally
fine.
But
it burns.
Yeah. Because there's also a possibility that you were clear enough and she turned you down. It's very up in the air.
Okay. Well, I hadn't even thought of that. Wow.
Suze, you were not clear enough.
Great. Crashly and Susan, you are preparing to do this spell.
Yeah.
To bind Crashly's soul to this plane of existence that you are on currently, and or really to bar Crashly's soul from returning to the spirit realm.
Yeah.
You have all of the ingredients that you need. Susan, how does the spell unfold?
Yeah, you place them all in a circle. In a salt circle. I'm kind of going through a salt circle phase with my magic right now. Mm-hmm. And Crashly has to stand in there and recite a little chant that I wrote down on a piece of paper for her.
Great.
Nice.
Crashly, do you mind reciting?
No, not at all. Stay right here. Do not fear. Don't go away. Don't go towards the light. Stay right here. Really near. Don't go away. Don't go towards the light.
The shirt lights up and the ingredients centered in each in turn light a different color of flame. The shirt green, the dirt blue, and the betrayal in the jar, the lid pops off and just a gout of red flame shoots up in this triangle around Crashly within this salt circle. Crashly, you feel for the first time aware of that there has been a tug, right? There's been something pulling on you, and you only become aware of it because you feel it severed. Mm-hmm. As you just feel very fully centered and settled into the Chadriel body. Mm-hmm. And you just feel a little bit more loose and limber, but also disconnected.
Yeah. Okay. I think it worked because, like, it turns out I think I was supposed to die, like die. Like something was like, come here. And I was like, no.
And whoa.
So I think I'm here now.
I can tell you're going through a lot right now. And I want to be there for you. But I also want to make sure that we give it a moment to say that was a really good reading of that spell.
Thank you.
That was the cadence, the rhythm. You said it with your whole chest.
You know, I haven't told anyone this, but I'd been taking voice lessons. So
I could sense that.
I think that helped. Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. And this all also is, while Crashly is talking, I do believe that there is like the full male voice of Chadriel's physical form is the one that is conveying the words across.
Oh, yeah. I sound like this now.
Yeah. Yeah. You fully, while you're in this body, you do. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You are welcome to play into that or just establish that that is what is happening and not play it. It's up to you.
For sure. I'll think about it now.
We can either hear how Crashly hears herself or how the rest of us hear Crashly.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, though, while Adam fitfully slumbers on the couch, Susan and Crashly deal with that. CEJ and Shamanda, you go back down the secret passageway towards the staircase landing. You are looking for Dragline. Is this correct?
Yes, and I pull out of my jean jacket a bottle of like cucumber body spritz from like Bath and Body Works because I know that's like Dragline scent. I'm kind of just like misting it in the air.
Wait, Dragline, which Bath and Body Works?
It was the cucumber one.
Cucumber melon, yes.
Cucumber melon, yes.
Oh yeah, I love
I'm
that.
I'm gonna say to find Dragline, you are gonna need to spend a point.
Smart.
Okay. We just gained one, so I think it's all right.
We have four, so.
Okay, great. So you will find Dragline. Now, I also need you to roll plus sharp here as you're looking to see what else you encounter.
I rolled an 11, plus my sharp is a 12.
Dang! All right, great. So you are going to make a second discovery as well. What are the two numbers that you rolled?
A 6 and a 5.
Oh, cool. You find, as you are going back, you find there is a second passageway that veers off that you didn't notice when you were walking down the first time. But the second one appears to go back up. You find like a poorly carved staircase in the concrete that appears to lead up a few levels and you kind of hear like faintly like a clicking sound and a beeping noise. And as you follow it up, you kind of peek in and you see that Dragline is sitting in a control room filled with television screens of distant CCTV cameras that are all coming in and piping in here. And Dragline is watching, one of which is of the Cellar Youth Center that you are all in and is watching, clearly has been watching you all. Dragline, so you saw them leave. I guess the question is Dragline aware of Shamanda and CEJ's approach? Are you two trying to sneak up? What's the stakes of this?
So as they get like 5 feet away from me, if they see my back, I'm just going to go, "Oh, hello, Shamanda." I am so sorry. Hello, Shamanda.
Dragline kicks and the big overstuffed office chair spins around slowly. Mm-hmm. And she turns to face you both as you're walking up the steps.
Dragline, Dragline, Dragline. Catching up on your stories, I see.
Seems like the writers are kind of phoning it in.
Well, we have a new supporting character. And I step to the side. Reveal, Cody Ernst Jr.
I know CEJ. What?
Yeah, and Dragline, you can be honest with me. It's okay that you had feelings for CEJ. And that I have feelings for CEJ.
I don't need to. I can walk away.
No. Be here. Be. Feel this. Dragline.
I just thought maybe I could have this one thing this one time.
You have lots of stuff.
Oh, name them.
You've got this lovely duster that really goes well with, it shapes you out really nicely, even though your legs are not as long as the coat. It's very nice. You lead in backflips across the dojo. Everyone adores you. Everyone's just waiting for me to get, you know, sent to jail or something so that you can be the leader.
Okay. I'll come with you.
Wait, so you're gonna wait for me to go to jail? Wait.
If you can say my last name.
Oh, I know exactly. I know your whole family. I know everyone. I know your dad, your mom.
Say my last name and I'll come with you.
Rashawn is having a hard time because I know.
Is Rashawn looking at the sheets?
No, she's not.
Do not go to the sheets.
No, I know that Rashawn knows the last name.
Yeah, I'm like, what is... I know that your auntie is like really prolific, just like you, and like everyone knows, like you're so influential and just like iconic. Dragline.
So Dragline. I just wanted to establish this is character, not player.
Okay. I didn't know.
Yeah,
I know. I do know. Yes. Now I'm Rashawn, and now I'm Shamanda. You see the subtle difference?
I feel it.
Honestly, goose flesh. Goose flesh all over my body.
But yeah, Shamanda, like Rolodex of her mind of all of the things that she needs to know, and just like budgetary reports and like texts from Evan and all this like chapstick being reapplied for making out with CEJ constantly, and like her mind is just full of information. I know who you are. Your name is Dragline. Your name, it's very simple. Your name is Dragline Isosceles. Dragline Isosceles. Duh. of the Newport Isosceles.
I just put my head down.
Now, Dragline Jones, this is obviously not.
I'm just gonna like get up to go.
No.
Dragline stands up, grabs her crutches for her still cast riddled leg from the broken leg that she took saving you from the attack from the Tooth Fairy. And Dragline, where are you headed?
Just out.
No, Dragline, I'm sorry. I really am. It's just like there's a lot going on, and like I'm a free spirit. Don't you love that about me?
But there's always a lot going on, and I just feel like you only see me when I'm not there.
Well, if you want to be a little brat about it, go, Dragline. Oh. Gosh, this is why I got to hang out with kids my own age.
Wow.
Whoa. I'm out.
Whoa, whoa, stop, stop. Hold on. Hey, Shamanda.
Yes.
As someone who says like awful bullshit like all the time, I know for a fact. Look at me. Hey.
I'm looking
I know,
at you.
I put my hand, like I do that thing where you gently go under someone's chin with one finger. Do you know
is
what I'm talking
about? Dorito dust? What is that?
No. It's not. It's, I think it's whatever that old man was covered in because I had to take his shirt off earlier.
Oh my God. You're eating corpse on her?
Jesus.
Shamanda, I know for a fact that you didn't mean that. This is your friend, okay? And the only thing I know about her is she's short and also that she would take a bullet for you.
Great. So, CEJ, well, first off, Shamanda, wow. What emotional condition does Shamanda take from?
Wow.
That was beautiful.
Dragline?
Oh, yeah.
I'm embarrassed.
Great. Yeah, you're super embarrassed. Dragline, what emotional condition did you take from Shamanda when she didn't remember your name?
Let me see here. I think insecure.
Okay. You already are insecure.
Oh, well, that's embarrassing. Sorry, I was looking at Susan. Probably embarrassed, too.
Okay, yeah, just because you care so much about this person who doesn't know.
I literally have given my whole life to this person who can't name my last name.
Probably can't name your first name either.
Oh, but because Rashawn knows. Rashawn knows.
Thank you, Rashawn.
So, in this moment, CEJ, you are going to do Deal with the Feels.
You're damn right.
Roll plus weird, my guy.
In steps.
Wait, why is it weird?
Because that's
it's weird
what it
when
always
you do this.
Is.
It's weird.
Yeah,
feelings.
but that's my worst one.
I know. And then do you want to know why? Canonically, the reason why is because weird represents the part of us that is different from everyone else. The weird represents what makes us ourselves. And it is from that place of centered identity and truth that we can best reach out to someone else.
Youth Pastor Tyler. Mm-hmm.
You better preach.
So it's good to be weird.
It's good to be weird in this game.
It's hip to be weird.
You know who else is weird?
I rolled
Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
What a bad youth pastor.
That's a youth history teacher.
Oh my God. Wait.
Youth history teacher.
Y'all,
youth history teacher.
I got to get back into sketch comedy.
Damn, the streets are calling.
What'd you roll?
Damn. I rolled with my modifier. I got a 7 on the dot.
Yes, baby.
So nice. I have to admit something embarrassing or make a bold gesture.
That's right.
And so I cap off my statement by saying, you know, when I lash out and say mean stuff, it's not because I like think it's cool or funny. It's because I'm trying to shield something in myself. Because I'm fragile. Oh, damn. I'm crying.
Oh, my God. Your tears are so hot.
You know what? I hold a lot of my feelings inside because it feels like, you know, I'm afraid people will think less of me if I show them. And I don't want that for you. And I point, you know, slightly lower at Dragline and say, and I don't want that for you either, girl whose name I also don't know. And then I turn away and I weep.
Great. Shamanda, you get to remove one of your conditions, not all, but one, because of this mix.
I'm going to remove angry.
Okay, great. You are no longer angry. You're still embarrassed. Here is the thing. Dragline, you just watched this boy that you have a crush on, this boy that you feel like Shamanda took from you, step up and in this moment, put all of his focus on helping Shamanda as you experience all of this hurt and frustration and like full on like chucked her under the chin. Had like a very teen rom-com sort of moment and is like crying. She said, like, when you're crying like this, it's so hot. Everything that he is doing to help make her feel better, I can't imagine that doesn't have the inverse effect for you. So what does Dragline do in this moment as you watch this? I mean, frankly, as you watch Shamanda get the attention.
I'm going to take out my phone and text out, okay, fine. I'll be there in 10. And I go find Barb.
Oh no!
So, Shamanda, what you see...
A heel turn.
Wow.
You watch Dragline on her crutches walk towards the doorway away from you as CEJ turns crying. You look to her. There's a moment. You look each other in the eye. And then she reaches out, hits a button, and you watch... just an iron door shut and slam between the two of you as she walks away.
I'll get you, Dragline! You motherfucker!
It's Jones!
Oh, I knew that. I knew that.
We will cut over to Adam. You are going to clear one harm.
Awesome.
From this rest.
I am back to four.
Yep, you're still unstable.
Broken.
I can still inflict harm on you at any time I want.
Well, you wouldn't, though, because you're my friend and my hands are under the blankets.
What? Is that a euphemism?
You can't cut your hands off.
Yeah, if you can't see the hands, you won't hurt the hands.
I see. Well, yeah, I'll just have to go for the hands of your brain.
Wow.
Wait, is that possible?
Everything is possible in Monster of the Week.
Oh. Wait, is it the eyeballs? What are the hands of the brain?
Right? So, I Shemana and CEJ, do you return? What do you two do? I guess before I come back to everybody else, I just want to see.
We're locked in the control room.
You're locked out from Dragline. You're not. Actually, yes. You know what? That is more fun.
That's why I screamed.
Motherfucker. So, as Dragline locks you two into the control room, we'll cut back over Crashreel, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Susan. I
mean, it's just Crashly.
That's a cute name. Crashreel.
That is cute.
You are sitting in the rec room. Adam's sort of fitfully sleeping. You guys keep having to check in with him to get him to go back to sleep as he keeps trying to talk, or anytime you mention anything remotely interesting to him, he stirs and wakes up.
What are you talking about? What do you see out there?
Nothing, CJ. Don't worry about it.
Wait, what?
I mean, Adam.
Uh-oh.
Oh, sorry.
What?
I'm so sorry.
Oh my God. I am. Oh, God. I'm like, what did you say? I'm not CEJ.
No,
you were in my brain and you called me CEJ?
I know. I'm so sorry. I've been like, I sound weird and I'm like trying to figure out how to sound like myself and I'm just confused.
Oh, so your Adam sound like CEJ. I get it. Okay,
yeah.
That makes sense.
If you're feeling sleepy and you think you're sleepy, go to sleep.
I fall back out of the couch.
Tyler, out of curiosity, how's my man Immortata handling our group dynamic?
Well, it's so funny that you ask, because here is the thing. Crashly, as you turn over to watch Susan crooning this, you see Immortata look down and be like, oh, yeah, I guess about 30 minutes has gone by. All right.
Huh.
And is starting to disappear as you realize the spell that Susan cast on it is starting to dissipate. What do you do in this moment? You know that Susan doesn't remember the spell. Any spell Susan casts only lasts about 30 minutes. So you know that the bindings on Immortata are about to dissipate.
Susan, I think that like,
don't
remember how
don't say anything. Don't.
Immortata?
Don't.
Immortata's here.
Yeah, you have to bind them. You have to bind them because otherwise they're going to like go somewhere else.
Slippery sucker. I'm going to bind them.
All right, great. Then. So you're going to attempt to. So do use magic.
Okay, here we go. I want it to go well, but I also want to level up. So I'm feeling really conflicted.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I got a 9.
Okay, great. So it will work imperfectly. You can choose, let's see here, you can trap Immortata in this space, but there is going to be a glitch that you need to pick. And the glitches are that it's either weakened of short duration, that you take harm, that it causes immediate unwelcome attention, or it has a problematic side effect.
I really like the idea of a problematic side effect. Gosh, what would be fun with this? If anyone has any ideas.
I mean, problematic would be like Immortata doesn't think women are funny. Like just
there we
keeps
go.
Doubling yeah. down on that, even though it's old news.
Oh, so he's a bad canceled guy?
Yeah, or like he keeps like doing Joe Rogan quotes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, anti-vax. Yeah.
Or maybe Immortata is Joe Rogan.
Maybe.
Or he starts a podcast.
Now, here's Susan. The other part of it, this is so great, and I love it, but also I do get to decide what kind of effect that has.
Oh, that's right.
And here's what it is, Susan. In the process of doing it, again, this is happening very fast. You don't even remember doing it, so you're just kind of going off the cuff of Crashly being like, you've got to bind them, and being like, who? What? You know, very quick. You do successfully bind Immortata back to you. You do also lose access to your own emotions.
Oh.
For the duration of this spell, you can't take any conditions, but you also can't feel anything.
Oh, God, it's the 80s again.
Yeah, so Susan just totally disconnected from your feelings.
Whoa.
Oh.
What is Crashly experience in this moment? Is there anything overt that happens, or like, what does Susan do in this moment?
I think it's like very subtle, but like anytime I look over at Crashly, it's like very loving and proud, or like in other situations, like worried or whatever. And I'm just going to kind of like look over at Crashly and there's nothing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like how your friend like looks at you like at 3 a.m. and they've drank too much. You know what I mean? Like that kind of spooky nothing stare.
Yeah. Crashly, you see Susan truly in this moment looking like an expert, like a professional. Like she just goes cold.
Susan, it's me. It's like me though. I know I sound a little different, but I'm like, it's Crashly, you know? I'm Crashly.
I know who you are, and I think it's time that we go find Barb.
Are you, like, mad at me?
No.
Okay. Are you, like, disappointed in me?
There's no time.
Are you, like, proud of me? Are you proud
Crashly,
of me?
Go ahead and roll. This is going to be a what's up with you.
Okay, yeah.
So you're going to roll plus charm.
Okay. I got a 7.
Okay, great. On a 7, you get to ask one of the questions. What do you really want? What are you leaving out? How can I get you to blank? Can I actually trust you to blank? So you get to ask Susan an honest question, get an honest answer, but she gets to ask one back.
Can I actually trust you to like take care of us right now?
I mean, tell me if I'm playing this wrong, Tyler, or if this wouldn't be it, but I sincerely, in my mind, I'm like, of course you can.
Yeah, of course.
Of course you can trust me.
Okay.
And then you get to ask Crashly a question. You, emotionless, impartial Susan, focused on the mission at hand. What do you ask of Crashly?
Are you capable of completing this mission?
Oh, damn.
I think so. This body's like pretty strong.
Okay. I think let's find the others and go.
Great.
That was rude, though.
Yeah, Crashly, I think you're going to take an emotional condition from this interaction.
Okay. What do I have right now?
Currently, you're insecure.
Insecure. So I'm going to take... I'm angry.
Great.
I think. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to wake up Adam.
If you think I'm sleepy and you think I'm sleepy, why not sleepy?
Just like... brush on the shoulder. I'm like, there's no time. We have to go.
Oh, no. But I just got into the REM sleep.
I don't care.
What the Susan? Heck? Yeah, Susan's acting like a grade A Barb.
Okay. Is this Barb?
No.
I'm going to do... Can I do an investigation?
Yeah, you can...
What's going on here?
What's going on here? Sure.
I rolled a 3.
Adam has to be the most leveled up person in the world.
Yeah. So what is your question?
My question is...
You can ask any question.
Oh. Is this Barb?
The answer is no. Well, so on a miss, on a 6-, you get the answer, but you won't like how it arrives.
Okay.
So the answer is no. This is not Barb. You do hear over the intercom in this place, you just hear Barb say like, oh, Suze, I'm so sorry to inform you, but things have just changed a little bit and we don't need your presence here anymore. Thank you. Dragline, do you have anything you want to say?
Dragline? Dragline Jones? Is that Dragline Jones?
Yeah, that's Dragline Jones for sure. What's she doing with Barb?
Dragline, do you say anything over the intercom?
Oh my, Tyler, I was literally sitting here waiting for Dragline to respond. That is the weirdest sensation I've ever had. I was like, I cannot wait to see what Dragline says. That is so weird. I'm not okay.
Oh no.
We're in this. Wow.
What do you need from us?
They're two vastly different characters. It's amazing.
Oh, that was weird. Okay. Yeah.
What if she did answer and you were listening?
Oh,
I guess Dragline, God, I got to think now. I'm really rattled. So Dragline gets on the microphone and is just like, I found my family.
Oh.
I always knew Dragline sucked.
Yeah, you were right about her.
I can hear everything.
Well, yeah, this is a two-way.
You suck.
What?
I think we're coming down pretty hard on Dragline.
Says CEJ.
We're in the control room.
In the control room with Shamanda.
Not at all there. Wait.
Yeah.
No, this is me just talking to Shamanda, I guess.
Yeah, this private. Is a split screen. Absolutely.
Uh-huh. And Susan's just going to face the wall where the intercom is coming from and being like, oh, cool. I guess you have an 11-year-old on your side. Oh, I'm going to come kill you.
Whoa. Oh,
not you, Dragline.
Let's go. Because I'm pissed.
Yeah, and I'm pissed too, right?
Why do you sound like you're lying?
I just like sort of woke up from like a nap and like I'm not all there. Like it's like when you wake up from like a 20-minute nap and you're like, what day is it? I'm sorry. Susan, do you have any Sprite on you?
Of course.
Great. So Susan, you set off. Is this correct?
Mm-hmm.
There's another entrance to the most immediate entrance that would be obvious to you to go would be there's like another doorway that goes up to like a hallway a few levels up and that's it. Susan, I want to ask you in this moment, either answer is fine. Two of the kids are not currently with you. They've been gone a bit. You don't know where they are. In this moment, I know the answer is you don't necessarily care. Does this affect the mission enough to you that you would go look for them? Or is that a thing you would leave for later?
This is really, really heartless. And I
think that's where we're at.
I wouldn't say this to the kids. I would go find Shamanda for the mission.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
And CEJ's just lucky he's also there.
I think in this moment, though, you absolutely, again, this is mission focused. You're talking to two essentially people that are under your command. And I think you absolutely do say that.
Oh, no.
I couldn't agree more.
I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say that. I'm just going to say, we have to go find Shamanda.
Because, CEJ's not good at this. So it's like.
Yeah, he kind of sucks. We all agree he sucks. Yeah.
He's being a real
this
D-hole.
Just sucks. It sucks that we're in here. We're trapped and no one can find us. And Dragline had a really good line before she exited. Like she totally went up to me and stuff. And it's like, what the hell, man?
I don't know. Look, Shamanda, I'm just saying like I stopped doing this because quite frankly, we're bad at it. And I know we like stumble through and get lucky and like yada yada blah blah, but
yada yada blah blah. We stopped the world from being undone,
right? But Shamanda, like if the normal parts of being a teenager and like you know getting a cool boyfriend, like and going to visit other places, if those are the kinds of things that are
well, I've done that already,
right? But if they're the last straws that break your friendships, then like, man, what are we doing? Like, why are we monster hunting?
God, I've really never looked like at my life like that. And it's just like so annoying that I've never done that. I'm so prepared for everything. This is just like totally shitty.
I know. Shh, maybe we should kiss.
Okay, I guess. I mean, kiss while I'm crying through that.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Romance.
Crashly, you were going to say something?
I was going to ask the group if we should find a, use a point to find Shamanda and Shamanda, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Basically your options are you can spend a point and definitely find them, or you can roll and see if you find them.
Oh, I guess we could.
Let's roll first, roll. I guess.
Yeah.
And we can see them from the control room. Right?
Yeah.
You all can, you two in the control room can see on cameras. Obviously, there isn't necessarily a camera in the secret passageway. There is, for some reason, a camera inside the cellar, the youth center. Mm. But yeah, you can see all over the black site.
Is there like a light system? Like, can I flash the lights or something?
You know what? I think I'm going to say, Shamanda, go ahead and roll plus sharp on this. And we will see if you can deduce how this system works, because there's a lot of buttons and stuff.
I rolled a 7, and my sharp is -2, because I'm embarrassed.
Awesome. This isn't going to help.
So 5.
Okay, so I think what I'm going to say with this is, Shamanda hits a series of buttons. They don't necessarily have the effect that you're looking for in this. What is going to happen is, Susan, you are heading off to go find Shamanda and Adam, or God damn it, Shamanda and CEJ.
You guys stop trying to make that work, okay?
I know.
Yeah, it's don't ship us. You can't ship us.
Shamanda and CEJ. So, Susan, go ahead and roll plus sharp as we do this keep it covert, but you are going to roll with disadvantage.
Oh.
So, re-roll my highest one?
So, basically, you're going to roll 3d6 and take the lowest 2.
Okay, so... it's actually still fine. So I got a natural 7, and then +2 is 9.
Okay, great. So you are going to encounter a danger, but you will get a point. So your little crew currently has 4 points. You have not found the kids because you're encountering a danger. So the numbers that you rolled, what are they?
4 and 3.
4 and 3. Okay. As you walk through the, I need to roll something here to see. As you're walking, you feel a rumble as Shamanda is hitting buttons looking for the lights. And Shamanda, you hit a button and there is a kakoosh as the part of the facility seems to shift and move. And a whole section of wall just sort of drops, Susan, as you're walking down this hallway. And you realize that this appears to have been dug in between two like large holding facility areas that are the walls for this little space aren't even necessarily dug. It's more that there is like the leftover space between two different areas. Basically, instead of it, what it feels like a passageway is actually just the absence of space between two walls. This is essentially sort of like Bruno's hiding space in Encanto.
Okay, love it.
As one of those walls gets activated and goes down as this holding facility is going down, you see in front of you a cell that is a little bit different than others. It's wider. There's grass all over it. There's like a little pond circulating water there. It's very lovely. There's like a small tree as the three of you are walking and you see it. And you look over and you see on the ground the body of another guard. Eyes lifeless. She's looking out, horror on her face, as her intestines are just getting ripped out
from her belly
by the creature that is feeding on her. And you watch it turn up with a very familiar like, ooh, as it looks at you, its majestic single horn poking out of its head, flitting back its long mane and tail, and it rears on 2 legs.
Is it a unibob?
And the unibob goes, and sucks down.
Oh, no.
And that's where we'll end our episode for today.
Disgusting.
Unibob. Yeah. Grub.
I love unibob. The unibob.
Yeah, very fun.
Did we really roll for a unicorn?
You really rolled a unicorn up.
That's so cool.
A leprechaun and a unicorn.
Yeah,
we're getting some like cool all of ones. The like deep cut ones that you like found and like nurtured and taken care of. And everyone's like, okay, you found a leprechaun.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening, Monster Hunters. If you enjoyed this, give us a rating on Apple Podcast or give us a shout out on social media at Mystery County. You can also join our Discord where you can talk to us and other fans about episodes, lore, and anything else that comes to mind. Until next time, watch out for the ones you hold and the ones you let walk away. Now, is it Rod Stewart or Ron Stewart?
Ooh, what did I say?
Yeah. No, no, you said Rod Stewart, Rod, but I'm just curious.
Oh, I am not a Ron Stewart groupie.
You're not a Ron Stewart groupie?
Full Rod.
She could have Ron Stewart anytime she wanted.
Yeah, please. It's embarrassing. Actually, I think I tried to flirt with Ron, and it didn't go well.
Oh, no. Aww. He was too busy with his swan boat.
Damn.
In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjack's role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.